I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. More than 3,000 same-sex couples in Oregon are no longer legally married. That's because last week the Oregon Supreme Court invalidated their marriage licenses. The High Court said the county that issued the licenses overstepped its authority. Among those affected by the ruling are Kelly Burke and Dolores Doyle. We first brought you their story last year when they got married, and we caught up with them to see how they're coping with this latest turn in the law. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting has a report.
Kelly Burke is a stay-at-home mom and spends most of her time with her 3-year-old son, Avery.
I guess in that way you could say I'm pretty traditional. So, you know, we're a very traditional lesbian family in that sense, you know.
Burke was getting her son ready for preschool last Thursday when she heard on the news that, according to the Oregon Supreme Court, Avery's two moms were never legally married.
I just felt like I'd been kicked in the gut, and this just sound just came out of me, and his eyes just got really wide, and he said, in a very quiet voice, he just said, "Did someone die?" I said, "Everything's fine. We're okay." My head was just kind of swirling with shock that we would come so far, so fast, and walk away with very little.
The court's decision has very real consequences for Kelly Burke. Her partner, Dolores Doyle, is an electrician. Her labor union provides medical coverage for the family, but only to spouses who are legally married.
They were going to view the marriage as legal unless it was ruled otherwise.
Now Burke is worried about a routine visit to the doctor later this week.
So, should I go to the doctor's appointment? Should I call and cancel the doctor's appointment? Should I be brave and call the insurance company this morning and find out, do I still have any coverage?
If Burke loses her health benefits, a new private plan would cost at least $200 a month. That makes her partner Dolores Doyle mad. Today, Doyle is working at a construction site in downtown Portland. Most of her fellow electricians are men and married. She says in some ways, the money is beside the point. Doyle wants the same treatment as her coworkers.
Kelly and I want to have all the benefits, protections, and responsibilities of a married couple. It's just a slow process, and you know, we have these setbacks, and you just pick yourself up and you keep fighting, and you know, you keep going after what's important for you and your family.
That fight will continue. Both sides of the issue expect yet another lawsuit, this time over the question of civil unions. The Oregon legislature is already debating whether to give couples like Burke and Doyle all the legal benefits of marriage without marriage itself. Burke says no matter what the courts or state lawmakers do, nothing has changed for her 3-year-old son.
I hope that someday that we are just so normal that he might be shocked that his mother one day had done something that was considered radical. It would be kind of nice to someday be so boring to him that all this was really an uncommon thing.
Until that day, Kelly Burke says she plans to frame her county marriage license and display it prominently on the wall. After that, she says, she'll start filling out application forms for a private insurance policy. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.